The opinions expressed in the following program are provided for general information purposes only and should not be construed as advice from CJAD 800 or Bell Media. Listeners should always consult their own qualified healthcare provider with medical questions or concerns. The following is sponsored content.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
7:06, 22 degrees in downtown Montreal. Happy Thursday. It's your host, Kelly Alexander, alongside Dr. Ronnie Monk. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. We always appreciate it. Don't forget, if you'd like to reach out to Dr. Monk, he is here until 8 o'clock at 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. And of course, we always love your first name in the text. And if you'd like to reach out to Dr. Monk at his office, very simple, 514-937-2757. And the website, monkmd.com. Hi, Ronnie.
How are you, Kelly?
I am great. And I wanted to mention that it's like your thing now. When you come in, you set up for Facebook Live.
I know. You covered for me because I just got ready. And
so you're good to go. So if you'd like ready to actually see, can I say, like, I know Gail won't be mad when I say cute Dr. Monk.
Gail,
that's your wife.
Gail would love
Gail
that.
Likes me, so it's okay. but he's in his scrubs, and so he looks very professional behind the scenes here. So if you actually want to tune in, you can go to his Facebook page, and we're Facebooking live the show until 8 o'clock. So lots to talk about on the show ce soir, especially, you know, I have to say, compared to last year, the month of May 2018 has been fantastic, like weather-wise, just amazing sun, a bit of rain here and there, but we all need that, so that's fine.
Well, last summer was a terrible summer.
It was terrible. Yeah. Until September. Remember, we got like 3 weeks in September that
exactly.
had to make up for everything. But with the sun, obviously comes concern, because we do have to be very careful with regards to skincare with sun. And I know you're a big proponent of that. I know that your three young daughters mm-hmm. all know how to apply sunblock before they leave the door in the morning. They go to daddy and they're like, daddy, put it on us.
I'll tell you a funny story. I mean, last week I was walking with one of my daughters, Jamie, and we're outside and it's like the cloudiest day of the year. I think it was raining outside even. Mm-hmm. And we're walking And Jamie looks at me and she says, daddy, we can't really be outside. I'm not wearing sunscreen.
Oh, that's amazing.
And I mean, no kid would say
yeah.
that. There was zero sun that day. It was like so gloomy. And my kids definitely know that they cannot be outside without protection.
That's And you have inspired me because now, like, well, I think we've been doing the show almost 2 years, you and I together. Ever since then, like, I will not leave without plastering stuff, even if it's like minus 30 outside and it's January.
Well,
so
you know, it's unbelievable. I mean, I've been a practicing dermatologist now for how long? I don't know, let's say 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the amount of skin cancer and growths and precancerous cells that I see on a daily basis caused by cumulative repetitive sun exposure is unbelievable.
Wow.
And I know we live in Montreal. I mean, compared to Florida and places closer to the equator, I mean, mm-hmm. our sun is not as hot,
mm-hmm.
but it's still so crazy how much sun damage and cancer I see every day. I mean, it's unbelievable. And what's even scarier, I think, is that mm-hmm. people don't understand this. Because we get such short spurts of sun exposure, we're actually at even higher risk compared to countries like Australia or very, very hot countries, only because we think now there's new research showing that short bursts of excess or of a lot of sun exposure
yeah.
is even more harmful to the skin compared to chronic sun exposure. And that's because we think that chronic sun exposure will cause an adaptation in the skin, so you
right.
actually protect, you have protective effects in the skin against harmful
yeah.
rays of the sun. Whereas in Canada, for example, in Montreal, when we just get a short summer, we
yeah.
don't have time to acclimatize our skin to that
yeah.
and we really suffer the damages of the sun exposure and the UV rays.
I would totally buy that. It's almost like when you exercise, and if you haven't done, let's say, playing soccer in 2 years, and all of a sudden you think you're going to rip up and down the soccer pitch, you're not used to it.
Exactly.
Whereas if you kept doing it for 2 years, you'd be fine.
Exactly. You won't be sore at all.
Exactly.
It's like, and my friends will tell me, like, you know, I'm in the sun for a few days here and there, like, it's not harmful. Think about all those people down south
mm-hmm.
and like, it's just not true. That's why tanning beds and UVA
yeah.
Tanning beds are so harmful, because it's such strong UV exposure
yeah.
in such a short amount of time.
That's crazy.
And as everybody knows, they've been banned in Quebec to kids under the age of 18
mm-hmm.
because the amounts of melanoma we're seeing in such young kids is terrifying.
Wow.
I mean, it's crazy.
514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. We actually have a text already that's come in, Ronnie, so we'll get to it. What is better for sun allergic skin, titanium dioxide or zinc?
So let's talk a little bit about sunscreens, because anytime you talk about skin cancer, it's an important topic. Mm-hmm. There's really two types of sunscreens. There's chemical sunscreens and there's physical sunscreens. So most of the sunscreens at the pharmacy, Neutrogena, Ombre, La Roche-Posay, those are brands that have a lot of different chemical filters in them. And those filters give broad spectrum UVA, UVB coverage. So what happens, the sun basically will enter into the skin, and those chemicals will cause a chemical reaction of the UV rays and convert those rays into heat. So by dispersing the energy into heat, you're not affecting, you're not getting as much damage into the DNA. So okay. Those are chemical sunscreens.
Okay.
Physical sunscreens, that's zinc and titanium. Those are molecules that essentially will just sit on the skin and the sun rays will bounce off the skin. They won't be able to penetrate.
Okay.
So we think of them more as physical barriers. For me, I much prefer physical sunscreens as opposed to chemical sunscreens because there is controversy all around chemical sunscreens. Some of the filters can cause allergic reactions. Some of the filters can actually disrupt hormones and have been shown to affect testosterone and estrogen. And so, you know, I advocate daily sunscreen use. I don't think it's a great idea to be putting some of these harmful chemicals on your skin on a daily basis.
Right.
We believe that zinc and titanium are super safe. They're hypoallergenic. It's really, really rare to get any sort of allergic reactions to those filters. Mm-hmm. I've been using mineral sunscreens regularly on my skin, you know, ever since I learned about the harmful effects of the sun.
Yeah.
And so I really, really believe in their safety and efficacy. So I'm a strong, strong advocate of mineral sunscreens.
Okay.
What's nice is, you know, the old mineral sunscreens were very uncosmetic. They were thick and greasy, and who wants to put like thick zinc all over your face? But there's really, really nice new formulations that are light. You know, I wear one every day. You can't see them. They're very matte finish. They're very light. They're very cosmetically appealing. So I think if you do your research, you could really find the proper sunscreen for your skin type.
Okay, perfect. And I know that you carry a line of product that your office, right? If people wanted to reach out to you for that.
Yeah, we're very fortunate in my office. I have a skincare consultant there, and she actually just started an e-com platform.
Okay.
So people can actually order products online now.
Oh, wow. Amazing.
It's called jagcosmetics.com, but okay. She has great, there are great mineral sunscreens there. If people are interested, they can go look.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a firm believer of mineral sunscreens all the way.
Okay. Perfect. 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. If you'd like to reach out to Dr. Monk, he is here until 8 o'clock. I did want to mention as well that if you want to check out his website, monkmd.com, and follow him as well on Instagram, because he puts up lots of great photos, procedures that are going on, so you get a true sense of what happens in his office. So, because I think a lot of times there's perception issues, like maybe making people scared about, you know, some of the procedures that you would do or even any other dermatologist.
Absolutely.
But having these pictures, you see, oh, it's not that bad. So definitely you should follow Dr. Monk on Instagram at Dr. Ronnie Monk. And of course, you can reach out to him at his office at 514-937-2757. When we come back, we've got lots more to talk about with regards to skincare, especially as the summer is upon us or just about, and it is Skin Cancer Awareness Month. So we want to, again, continue that conversation. So 514-790-0800 by phone if you'd like to reach out, and 514-800 by text. It is now 7:15. So time to head off to the CJD Traffic Center and see how the roads are working with Jill Fitzgerald.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
Thank you so much for joining us on the show. It's your host, Kelly Alexander, alongside Dr. Ronnie Monk. And love that we've got a bunch of text messages that have come in over the break and some phone calls as well. So we're going to get to them. But we wanted to kick off this segment by actually explaining, Ronnie, how you detect skin cancer. So we'll start with that and then we'll get to some of these texts and calls.
So most of the time, I mean, let me break it down this way. There's different types of skin cancer. So the most common types are called non-melanoma skin cancer. So those are basal cells and squamous cells. And these are basically most common cancers in the world. And they're detectable by just having some sort of lesions on the skin that don't heal properly. So oftentimes they're open sores, maybe there's some bleeding, some crusting. And you know, you expect if you injure your skin, you expect the skin to recover. recuperate within a few weeks, you know, 3-4 weeks maximum. But these are basically little sores that just never heal, 2 months, 3 months, and they're just never healing. That's when an alarm bell should go off that you should get this checked. So if you have a growth on your nose and it's crusty, sometimes bleeding, get it checked. If after 2 months, you know, you have a suspected sore that you would expect to heal and it's just not healing, get it checked because it could easily be a squamous cell or a basal cell. So those are the most common skin cancers, but those fortunately are not worrisome skin cancers. You hear the word cancer, you freak out a bit.
Yes, exactly.
But they're not worrisome in that they can be removed and it won't, most of the time, it really has no impact on your overall health.
Okay.
Important though to remove it because otherwise they can grow, they can invade deeper into the skin, the muscle, and so forth. So you really got to detect it and remove it. But these aren't the types of cancers that usually will metastasize or spread to other organs.
Okay.
So that's when, you know, you have to worry about your health. These are not usually the case with those types of cancer.
Okay.
That's in contrast to melanoma. So melanoma is also known as a cancer of moles. Oftentimes it is a, you know, one of your moles that all of a sudden is changing in size, shape, color, and it looks different than the other moles. It's more than two colors. It's a different irregular form or shape. And what's most important is how it's evolving. If you have a mole that just keeps changing over a period of a few weeks or a few months, that could really mean that it's a worrisome mole, possibly a melanoma. And what's really important with melanoma is, number one, it's a cancer that can kill you and can spread. Number two, it's really, really dependent on when you detect it. If you detect melanomas very early, they're very, you remove them, your survival rate is really, really high. If you wait on it and you detect it late, it can spread to other organs and then it can become a real health concern.
Okay.
So it's really important, number one, to do proper skin checks. Mm-hmm. If you're not sure about your moles or about lesions that aren't healing, definitely get them checked by a professional, by a dermatologist. And then, you know, if you are pale skinned, you have a lot of freckles, a lot of moles, I mean, I recommend having your skin checked at least once a year by a dermatologist, because you never know, things do develop it's all, you know, a lot of it is sun exposure. So obviously being careful from that point of view is extremely important too.
Is there an age, Ronnie, that people should start doing that? Like at 25 or 40 or?
That's a great question. You know what? It's irrelevant of the age. It's more dependent on your risk factors. So what are some risk factors to have skin cancer? It's really based on your family history. So if anybody in your family has had a skin cancer, you are at a bit higher risk. It's your skin color. The more fair you are, the higher the likelihood. So those kids with blonde hair, blue eyes, redheads, they're the ones that are at the most risk. That being said, I mean, I see a lot of darker skin types with cancer, but I'm just, when you compare the risks, the lighter the color, the more likely you are to have a problem.
Okay.
Other things, the more moles you have, it puts you in a higher risk category.
Okay.
If you have a history of irregular moles or what we call dysplastic moles, it puts you in a higher risk category. Sun exposure, higher risk category. Smoking, alcohol, these are also factors that can impact skin cancer. Tanning beds, huge. I mean, even people that do tanning beds once a year, I see them, their moles are so irregular. They're at really, really high risk. So if you tan, now you do tanning beds, you have to stop. Don't continue. It is such a huge risk factor for skin cancer. It's unbelievable. And I've seen melanomas in very young people. I've diagnosed it in a 15-year-old. Not long ago, I had a 20-year-old with it. I mean, I'm seeing it in younger and younger people. And more often than not, they have a history of tanning beds. So
wow.
I want you to be super, super vigilant and careful.
So we're going to get to some calls. Let's go to Miss Maria. You have a question about sunscreen?
Hi, yes, I do.
Go ahead, Maria.
Great. So I've been purchasing my sunscreen and making sure that it says UVA and UVB protection on it.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm seeing more and more sunscreens with UVA and a circle around it. And I'm just wondering what that means.
Yeah, you know, Health Canada has changed the UVA protection factor so many times. I'm not even sure where they're at now, because at one point they were contemplating having a star rating. So, you know, 4 stars is the best UVA protection. 1 star is not as good. I don't know where they're at with that right now, but I'll tell you something about protection. When you look at the SPF of a sunscreen, the SPF is only a marker for UVB protection. So when there's a high SPF sunscreen, we know it's a great UVB protective sunscreen. It doesn't say anything about the UVA protection. And what's really interesting about sunscreens is that a lot of these high SPF sunscreens are actually not good quality sunscreens.
Oh, wow.
Because they let a lot of UVA through. But us as consumers, we would never know that, right? Because there's no marker on a sunscreen today by Health Canada that measures UVA protection. So I think, you know, they've been contemplating the star thing with measuring out stars to let consumers know about how adequate the UVA protection is. But I don't think that's in effect yet.
Okay.
So as of right now, sunscreen companies are required to say it's broad spectrum coverage when there is coverage, but we have no clue what the UVA protection is like.
Okay.
This is another reason why I really, really like mineral sunscreens with zinc or titanium, because those are broad spectrum molecules that just block out all UV rays. So when I'm wearing a sunscreen with a high percentage of zinc, I know that my sunscreen is optimal. I don't care what they say about the UVA, UVB. I don't care what the SPF is. I know that the higher the zinc, the better the protection. So this is my sunscreen advice for everybody. It should say on it broad spectrum UVA, UVB protection. You should look for zinc oxide in your sunscreens because it is the best sunscreen agent.
Mm-hmm.
The higher the percent zinc, the better the protection. And don't focus so much on the SPF, although I would say that the minimum SPF you should get is about a 30. Once you reach 30, 50, 60, 100, they're all pretty similar in terms of the UVB protection.
Okay.
But look for zinc, because if you have zinc, you know your UVA protection is going to be maximal.
Okay, perfect. Much more coming up on Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk on CJAD.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
7:36, 22 degrees. I should say awesome 22 degrees right now in downtown Montreal. Thanks so much for spending time with us on the show. It's your host, Kelly Alexander, alongside Dr. Ronnie Monk. Don't forget, if you have questions, he is here until 8 o'clock at 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. We actually had a couple of texts before the break that I wanted to get to right off the hop. Should we remove moles to be on the safe side?
This is a great question. So actually, there's been studies comparing people that had all their moles removed versus people that left their moles in place, if the rates of melanoma were any different between the two groups.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think it was?
I almost think that if you disturb something for no reason, it's not a good idea.
Well, what's very interesting about melanoma, so I'll just remind everybody, melanoma is cancer of the moles,
okay?
The most worrisome type of skin cancer out there. So what's interesting is 70 to 80% of the time, melanoma does not come from a mole. It is a new dark growth on your skin that pops out on normal skin, and it continues to evolve.
Oh, wow.
So that means that more often than not, moles that we have are not going to transform into melanoma. Now, it doesn't happen all the time. Of course, we always have to monitor moles and make sure they don't transform. But most melanomas don't come from moles. They come from pre-existing normal skin. So that means in this study, and it was a big study, it was a lot of patients. I don't know the exact details at this point. But when patients had all their moles removed versus no moles removed, it made no difference. The rates of melanoma were the exact same among the two groups. So that means now we as dermatologists, I do not remove moles unless there's a concern. If I think a mole is suspicious and it could be melanoma, I never hesitate. I remove it. I biopsy it.
Okay.
I don't think twice. If I'm not sure, I prefer to remove it. If I'm pretty confident that it's a benign mole, I leave it in place because it won't affect whether or not you get melanoma. If you have a lot of moles, your risk factors for melanoma is higher, so you have to be monitored properly.
Okay.
So if we take off all your moles, it won't change that fact that you have a lot of moles and you're at higher risk.
514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. Another text, what do you think of BBL laser treatments?
BBL, I hear it a lot. So BBL is a type of IPL. So IPL stands for intense pulse light. So BBL is a laser by the company Cyton, and it is a type of IPL. So I'm a firm believer in IPL. I love IPL.
Yep.
I mean, personally, I've been doing IPL on my skin since I've been able to. So it's been about 7 years or so. And it makes a huge difference. It's anti-aging. It keeps your skin fresh, glow, even. It treats sun damage. And there's good studies that if showing that if you do two or three annual IPL treatments a year, you will keep your skin young forever.
Oh,
so
wow.
I'm a firm believer of IPL treatments. A lot of my patients ask me, do you believe in BBL? I mean, I do. BBL's an IPL. In my office, I don't have the company BBL. I actually bought one called Lumeca. And the reason I bought it is because if you do your research, it is the strongest IPL on the market. So I get insane results with my IPL after two or three treatments.
Oh, wow.
Which is unusual because oftentimes with IPLs, you need 4 to 6 treatments to really see an improvement. But a stronger IPL, less treatments needed, killer results. But I love BBL. I love IPL. I mean, it's only good for your skin and it will keep your skin fresh and young forever. So if that's an interest of yours, I mean, great, you should do it.
Beverly, you've been waiting on the line, which we appreciate. 514-790-0800 by phone. Beverly, what is your question for Dr. Monk?
Well, I'm 60 years old. I'm fair skinned. I do have rosacea. And about the last 4 to 6 months, I was diagnosed with a bit of eczema, like around the back of my ears and my neck, was prescribed a cream, got rid of that. But now on my face, for some reason, I'm getting, 3-4 months ago, little spots, and these spots seem to be created by hives, like from the neck up.
Yeah.
I seem to be getting not huge hives, but hives that are itchy, and then when they disappear, I get a spot.
Okay, well, I'll tell you something about rosacea. Having rosacea means that your skin is very, very uber sensitive. So you have the most sensitive skin with rosacea, and you're prone to get overlying eczema, dehydrated skin. I'm not surprised if you get some hives because your skin is so sensitive. So part of treating rosacea is, you know, making sure that you're using very gentle skincare and products on your skin not to exacerbate your rosacea. I mean, it's very hard for me to give you a diagnosis, Beverly, over the air because, of course, I'm not seeing you. And, you know, if I see the type of reaction you're describing, it's very easy for me to say, this is your rosacea, this is your eczema. But, I mean, knowing that you have rosacea, it's not surprising to me that you're getting all sorts of reactions. So the first thing I do with my rosacea patients is really get them on a very gentle skincare routine. It makes a difference when you're using gentle products on your skin, gentle moisturizers, cleansers, sunscreens. And then if there's a need, I mean, I always treat medically with either, you know, creams for rosacea, creams for your eczema, and it makes a big difference.
Okay. 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. Beverly, thank you so much for the call. I know you wanted to mention, because you were talking before about removing some of these spots if you need to.
Mm-hmm.
Does that involve laser? Like, how does that go?
So let's talk specifically about skin cancer. A large part of my day-to-day job is removing cancer. I probably do anywhere from 3 to 6 a day, let's say. And I think that, you know, what really separates me from other derms out there is that I'm a laser specialist. So yes, I do a lot of aesthetics, but I also do the medical stuff with laser. And when I remove basal cells or squamous cells with CO2 laser, the result is phenomenal. Okay, I remove it really precisely. I have to say that a lot of the times there's no scar involved, which is really incredible because we're talking about cancerous cells in the skin.
Mm-hmm.
When you laser them, they heal incredible. Now, it depends also on the stage that I'm getting the cancer. If it's really deep and really, you know, you waited a long time to have it treated and there's depth to it, it's impossible not to scar you. You're going to have some sort of scar there. But compared to having it surgically excised with a scalpel, the healing process is so much better with a laser that, you know, like I said, oftentimes I'll remove these growths without leaving a scar on the skin. So to me, the aesthetics of you know, skin and skin cancers is always important. I always consider the aesthetics.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes anything facial or neck or any visible area where I worry about the aesthetics, I use my laser and I get great results with it.
514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. I like this text. This person is 56 and says that they're starting to get laugh lines and other things, and they would like a lift but don't want to end up looking like Joan Rivers. So what do you suggest? And I think what is meant by that is there was a lot of action going on with Joan Rivers' facial expressions, I suppose, at the end of days. So.
Yeah. I mean, what's really the most important thing with anything, dermatology, cosmetics, most important thing is to look natural.
Yeah.
And I think when people see celebrities out there and people walking on the street and they know they've had their lips done or they know they've been injected, that's not natural. Nobody wants that type of result, or some people do, but it's not the type of result I go after. A good result is when nobody knows what's been done. Nobody can pinpoint it, but
yeah,
it's noticeable.
Yeah.
You're refreshed. Your skin is glowing. Your eyes are glowing. Your bags are less. Your skin is tighter. I mean, these are all qualities we want in our skin.
Yeah.
But nobody should really know what you've done. So how do I provide lifting of jowls and so forth? I do injections a lot.
Okay.
I use fillers to really lift and volumize areas where there's volume loss, like cheeks and chins and temples.
Yeah.
And by putting a little bit strategically, it gives an incredible tightening lift without surgery. And what's beautiful, without downtime. And it's super supernatural. I mean, we had this whole discussion with my mother a few weeks ago. It's really natural. I also often combine laser technology to it. We can tighten the skin significantly with lasers.
Mm-hmm.
And when, you know, the incredible thing is when you combine everything together, we do lasers, we do some injections, plus you use the proper skincare at home. It is incredible how we can turn back the clock in a supernatural way.
7:45. So time to head off to the CJD Traffic Center and see how the roads are doing with Jill Fitzgerald.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
7:50, 22 degrees. It's Kelly Alexander alongside Dr. Ronnie Monk. And we've had so many texts and calls coming in tonight, which we really appreciate as we've been discussing lots to do with skin cancer. And we did want to get to one more topic before the end of the show, which is microneedling. I know you have a promotion going on for the month of May. So we're almost at the end, Ronnie.
This is it.
So do you want to talk a little bit about microneedling and what people can expect from the promotion?
Yeah. So what's really nice about microneedling is that it is a summer safe treatment. So you know you can't do a lot of lasers in the summer because you can't have any tan to do them.
Yeah.
But microneedling is not actually a laser. So in my office, what we do is we use an electric little pen, and it's made up of tiny, tiny little needles at the tip. And so it's actually a very gentle treatment where, I mean, we do numb up the face, so it's really comfortable. I mean, you barely feel it. And we just rub the pen over your skin, and those little needles go in and out of the skin, and that really stimulates collagen. So if you stimulate collagen, what happens in your skin? It tightens, you improve the texture, you improve big pores, you improve scars. Mm-hmm. So it's a great treatment we do for acne scarring as well. And there's skin tightening with it. Now, what we add to it as a bonus is we add PRP, which stands for platelet-rich plasma. And that's basically taking, I mean, everybody's heard of the vampire facial.
Yeah.
Made famous by the Kardashians.
Yeah.
But it's basically taking your own blood. And once those holes are made by the microneedling, we actually just rub the plasma on the surface, gets into the holes. And that also has very, very good regenerative properties for skin and helps boost collagen. So it's a 2-in-1 treatment. It heals super quick. I mean, you're red in the face for maybe 2 or 3 days, but that's it. If you do it on a Friday, by Monday, your skin is perfect. So super quick healing, great results. It's a really nice treatment, summer safe, and it's really for any indication. If you have irregular pigmentation, you want some tightening, you have some wrinkles, wrinkles around the mouth, you want to just even out your skin tone. I mean, it's going to do all that and more. It's a really fantastic treatment. So for the month of May, we have a great promo going on where I think you get even over a 10% savings on a package of 3 treatments, because usually I do advocate 3 treatments done a month apart. So it's a great savings, and there's only, I think, a week left to benefit from it.
Wow. So if you want to reach out, you can do so by calling the office, 514-937-2757, 514-937-2757, and the website monkmd.com.
For Jody and Robin.
If people want any more information about microneedling, can they find that on your website as well?
Yeah, we have some information. So if you look up platelet-rich plasma, it's all under there.
Okay.
I believe we even have some videos and pictures on our website.
And correct me if I'm wrong, can you not also get hair growth from PRP?
Yes. Very good, good. Kelly. You're learning so much.
I am, because I was actually talking to one of my colleagues today, and I said, I was like, Dr. Monk says PRP has hair growth. We have a whole big chat about it. So,
so that's absolutely true. I use it for hair restoration, but I do it differently. I actually inject it into the scalp in the areas of thinning.
Okay.
It is a fantastic treatment for men and women. Mm-hmm. What's nice is it's all natural, so there's really no side effects to it. And by delivering your own natural growth factors from your plasma into the hair follicles, you can actually stimulate new healthy hair growth in those follicles. So if you're a man or woman and you're suffering from hair thinning, it's a great natural alternative to help promote healthy hair regrowth.
Could you have helped Prince William? I'm kind of obsessed with the fact that I feel like he has so much money and so much fame and so much power that he could have fixed the hair loss that he's got going on.
You know
right
what?
Now.
If you catch it early, you do incredibly well with plasma.
Okay.
Because not only do you regrow a little bit, but it also helps to stabilize and prevent further thinning.
Okay.
He's at a stage now where it's more advanced.
Yeah.
So, so it's hard. Once you've lost the hair, it's very hard with just plasma to bring back. I mean, he will get some regrowth, but it definitely won't be a full head of hair. I mean, the only thing that does that is really a hair transplant.
Okay.
But, you know, what I say to a lot of my patients is even if you do a hair transplant, maintain your results afterwards with plasma.
Okay.
Because plasma is great. And like I said, it's easy to do. It takes 10 minutes to do it. It's nothing. And it's a great treatment to stimulate.
And further along those lines, I just wanted to ask you, because obviously we know Prince William is fully into hair loss right now, but his brother Prince Harry, who just got married last week, as we know, he still has a full head of hair, but there's patches I noticed that are thinning. Is someone like that, if we think of Prince Harry, is that an option?
Perfect candidate.
Okay.
So somebody who's starting to recede up, starting to thin up top.
Yeah.
Perfect candidate. Women that are kind of just thinning diffusely, because men and women thin differently. Eh?
Right.
Women kind of thin all over their scalp.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a woman and you notice you're thinner in front, or your hair part is just wider and more visible, that's a perfect candidate for PRP treatments.
Okay, perfect. We're almost out of time, but I wanted to ask you before we go, you have 20 seconds to answer this question. What do you want to leave people with regards to skincare and sunblock as we head into the hot months?
So I want people to be super vigilant about their skin. Get to know your skin. Take pictures of your skin. If all of a sudden you have a mole that has changed over 2 or 3 months, get it checked. If you have a lesion on your skin that's just not healing, bleeding, oozing, crusting, not healing over 2 or 3 months, you need to get it checked. Wearing sunscreen is not enough. Nothing's going to block out the sun 100%. So yes, wear a broad spectrum sunscreen, but wear a hat and wear sunglasses and wear clothing, because the sun will get through. And I was just saying this to you off air, I see it all the time where people are tanned to a crisp.
Mm-hmm.
And they say to me, but I wore sunscreen. I don't care if you wore sunscreen. The sun got through. It's irrelevant if you wore sunscreen. If you're getting a huge tan or a big sunburn, I mean, the sun's getting through regardless what you're doing. The damage is done. So sunscreen is not enough. Be extra careful and get to know your skin and get it checked when you're not sure. See a dermatologist, get a good exam, do it once a year. Just be on top of your health and your skin.
I know you like to say goodnight to your ladies.
I do. I'm sure they're watching me on Facebook. Gabby, Jamie, and Avery, my loves. I love you guys, and I will see you soon. And my beautiful wife, Gail, who I love dearly.
Perfect. So, Dr. Monk, we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Sounds good.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us. We appreciate it very much. My name is Kelly Alexander. Thank you so much for spending time with us on the show. My thanks to Brian Kalasar for pushing all the right buttons. And coming up after the news, it's The Nightside with John Pohl on CJAD.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program were provided for general information purposes only and should not be construed as advice from CJAD 800 or Bell Media. Listeners should always consult their own qualified healthcare provider with medical questions or concerns. The preceding was sponsored content.